morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading comes from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 20 from the Message version. Let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out God's flavors of the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in this world. God is not secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as the city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think that I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I'm not here to demolish, but to complete. I am going to put it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground that the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest item that God's law and you will only have trivialized yourself. But take it seriously. Show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. May God bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept your word. Silence in us any voices but your own, so that we may hear your word and also do it through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I just want to tell you that there was one time when I was at seminary and I saw something pretty blasphemous. And I don't want you to like go out protesting and making signs or writing letters. I only saw it once, and I thought I think it was an honest mistake. But one time when I went into the cafeteria, I saw a bottle of Hunt's ketchup. If I had pearls to clutch, I was about to call the Allegheny County Sheriff Department. Everyone knows Heinz ketchup is the only way to go. Even before I lived in Pittsburgh, I knew Heinz is by far the superior ketchup. But when you're living in Pittsburgh, there is no reason to have Hunt's. At a seminary. I love ketchup. I mean, there's like the obvious reason of like it adds a nice like savory tang to, you know, what is otherwise kind of a bland food. But it actually has a lot of versatility. It's more than just a condiment. Like, you can use it as a rust remover. It shines your silver, copper, and brass to mirror finish. You know, if your dog has another run-in with a skunk, it's a decent odor eliminator. It's been used in the past to treat digestive ailments like heartburn, which seems a little counterintuitive to me. I even saw an article on how to use ketchup to correct a bad hair dye. And this unassuming condiment, this thing that we have, we all have it in our homes. It's the spice of Yinzer life. In first century Palestine, salt was a versatile and yet common spice of life. Like, of course, salt adds flavor to food, but it was and still all used as a preservative for fish and meat, for cleaning household items, purifying and healing our bodies. Salt is a necessary element of life. It's something that everyone understood and was familiar with, and Jesus was really good at using everyday, ordinary objects like salt to explain the importance of really difficult to understand concepts like the kingdom of heaven or, as in today's passage, discipleship. By nature of being followers of Jesus, we represent Jesus by bringing out the best in others, the way that salt and ketchup brings out the best flavors. We cleanse, we brighten, we preserve, we bind. Our purpose is intimately linked to this world. We don't exist only to serve ourselves. We've been given a mission. And that mission is to care for the world in a way that goes against the standard of the world. And it's in performing that care that we teach other people about God and who God is. One of the important things to take note of in the metaphors of salt and light in this passage is that this is a command to be communal. It's not just one grain of salt or a single match that will express God's love. It requires a plurality. Yins are to be like the salt of the earth. Not you, singular. Yins are the light of the world. There's something about being in relationship with other believers that allows us to become who God intends us to be. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you that it's hard work to create a meaningful community. We can be nice to people, sure. Small talk here, some general politeness. But let's be honest, people can be annoying. They talk too much. They vote for the wrong political candidate. They demand your time. Sometimes they're just plain rude or outright mean. Yet, this passage makes clear that we, as disciples, we can't carry out Jesus' mission if we aren't linked in community. It takes tomatoes, vinegar, sweetener, salt, onion, a variety of spices, allspice, cumin, garlic, to make ketchup. And now, like Hunts, we've got all of the necessary ingredients. But sometimes things seem off. It's just not quite what we were expecting. Thankfully, Henry Hines had a sense of wonder and curiosity. He knew there was a way to get all of those ingredients working together. And if he really took the time to think about each ingredient and their properties, he could get them together to make the perfect flavor, the perfect consistency for our French fries. Often when we take that wonder and curiosity with us when encountering the hard-to-love people, when we encounter the unreliable, the Debbie Downers, the just plain old boring people, when we take that wonder and curiosity, we find some of the answers as to why they are the way they are. We find that they need and seek ways to provide what's missing in their lives. But Heinz didn't stop there. He knew that more than just Pittsburgh needed his fancy ketchup. This ketchup needed to be spread throughout the United States, the world even. Henry Heinz knew there was more to life than just ketchup. Honestly, Henry didn't start with ketchup. He started with horseradish. Regardless, it takes more than just ketchup for discipleship to flourish. So Henry created 57 varieties. There would ultimately be more than 6,000 varieties of Heinz products, but we gotta start somewhere. There are all kinds of ingredients, all kinds of people included as Christ's disciples. They come from different countries. They worship God in a different way than we do. They're found in different colors. They speak different languages. And we're told by Scripture to look outward into the world. That's a pretty difficult thing to do when our actions as disciples in our own communities are neglected. When we don't treat our own siblings in Christ with the respect, kindness, and love that Jesus taught. We certainly can't be a mirror of God's love to the rest of the world. When Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth, or as I'm telling you, the ketchup of Pittsburgh, he's giving us disciples a distinct capacity to elicit goodness. When we forget that we're supposed to value those that society expels, that we're supposed to care for those who suffer loss, we're supposed to seek justice, show mercy, be peacemakers, we become Hunt's ketchup. Or worse, fish sauce. We become salt that has lost its taste. At the end of this passage, Jesus tells us that he has not come to get rid of the Torah or the prophets. God's word is still God's word. We still have to follow the rest of the rules. But Jesus has also come to fulfill the Torah and the prophets. The Torah and the prophets have expanded beyond just the Israelites because of Jesus. What that means is that every single one of us and each of our neighbors throughout the world is indispensable to God's covenant relationship. We are all God's children. As disciples, we're supposed to bring the flavor to our relationships with one another. It's because of who Jesus is and how he understands his mission that we, individually and collectively, are enabled to be the ketchup of Pittsburgh. Thanks be to God. Amen.